morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, we're welcoming back today John White, the curator of the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens here on the UTEP campus. And John is here to talk to us about Flora Fest, which is not just the plant sale, but quite a few activities leading up to the native plant sale that everybody looks forward to here in the El Paso, Las Cruces region. John, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, John, we're talking about all the Flora Fest activities. And like I was saying, it's not just the native plant sale happening next weekend, but give us a bit of a preview as to what we can expect in the days before the plant sale.
Well, this year, since, you know, we have Earth Day and all those activities going on, and our plant sale kind of coincides with that time of year every year, we are going to do our little part for Earth Day, and we'll have a tour of the garden. So those people that would like to come see the garden, it is in flower right now. It's popping out with all the warm weather and looking good. A lot of things in bloom, and a lot of these things will be for sale at the plant sale. So it's a good chance to kind of take a look at things and come in. There'll be a flurry activity because we'll be getting ready for Flora Fest. So there'll be things going on campus with them erecting our shade structure and getting ready for the delivery of plants and all that. So it's going to be quite hectic. But at 10:30 on Wednesday the 22nd, I'll be leading a tour of the garden. And then when we finish up noon on that same day, Lois Balin, who is our local Texas Parks and Wildlife urban biologist, will be speaking on butterflies and hummingbirds with native plants and, you know, what plants to use to attract certain birds, butterflies, hummingbirds and stuff in. So it's a free lecture. You're plan on noon at the Centennial Museum, and you can go to that lecture. And then, like I said, prior to that, we'll have a tour at 10:30 and walk the gardens, talk about some of the plants that are available.
And I just darted through the gardens this morning to go over to your office, and I just quickly saw penstemons, chocolate daisies, the gallardias are up, the poppies are going. So, I mean, just in that really short, small bed that I passed on my way to your office this morning, everything was coming to life and coming to bloom. So it's a really great way to kind of, you know, match what somebody might want in their own yard and be able to get a chance to scribble down those names to know what to look for.
Right. If they walk through the garden, they'll kind of notice that there are, you know, our spring blooming plants, and then we have summer blooming plants and plants that kind of come on in the fall. Mm-hmm. So you have, you know, kind
good
of year-round color, but yeah, made out of different plant species. So not one plant's going to stay going the whole time, and right, unless it's made out of plastic or something.
But, well, you know, so, I don't know. So those what do they call the desert marigolds? Those tend to bloom pretty much the whole summer.
Yeah, they're a tough little plant.
Yeah, they are.
Great plant. And we'll have those for sale, by the way.
Ah, nice.
So we'll have those. But it's good to kind of visit the garden. Also, you know, when you're driving around neighborhoods and you see a plant in bloom or something, you know, find out what it is and, you know, maybe talk to that homeowner and ask them what kind of plant that is, and, you know, kind of keep an eye on things and see how big things are and when they bloom and what they look like during the winter and stuff like that, because winter usually is a little browner here.
Right.
And so you want plants that give you some kind of garden interest while the other plants are dormant. So you kind of look at the garden different times of the year.
Yeah, different seasons.
Me personally, I go, I'm glad these are dormant. Things are going to quiet down here for a little bit. So. But it's great, and you know, the plant sale is definitely a buzz of activity, and you have a lot of different, you know, people coming in asking questions, and some people know exactly what they want. They go in and grab it and, you know, head to the checkout, and other people are having to look at the whole everything and decide what they're going to do. So there's several different ways of going at it. But again, there's about 300 different species. There'll be about 3,000 or 4,000 plants that people can pick from. So there'll be a lot of variety. And, you know, one of the keys to most of the plants is having a well-drained soil. So you want to make sure for success on your plants is to make sure you have a good site to put these plants in. They don't have to be perfect, but they do have to drain good. So that's one of the key factors. And I'll be around. Denise will be around. There'll be other people around to give you some advice on these certain plants. We have signs, you know, species of plants that talk a little bit about the plant. So if somebody's not there, you can read those signs, learn a little bit about the plant, because there's some that might be a little bit more cold susceptible. Mm-hmm. And so you just want to place them in maybe a south-facing exposure where it gets a little more winter heat, and, you know, it'll go through the winter better. And, you know, those you wouldn't want to place on the north side of the house, which is the coldest side of the house. So where you locate things makes a difference, and where you live in town.
Right.
There's areas along Alabama, Magnetic through there, that, you know, have a little protected area, and there's citrus trees that, you know, were growing there, and, you know, some of the old date palms and stuff. So know your area, and we'll have the experts there to help you with that.
So what are some of the top sellers at the plant
sale? Last year we had a little run-in with a lack of penstemons. apparently there was a fungal disease that was going around that was environmentally induced at that time, and some of our suppliers, they had a lot of rain, and the rain was just ideal for this fungus, and it just wiped them out, so we hardly had any penstemons for sale. This year is going to be a little different picture, so we got penstemons, and penstemons are great plants. They bring in a lot of butterflies and hummingbirds and bring a lot of activity into the garden. A lot of the insects that come in, you don't have to be afraid of. They're there to pollinate, you know, get some nectar, and they're gone.
Yeah, if you walk by them, they may sort of just buzz around you, but they're not.
If you swat at them, that might be a different picture.
Right. So just leave mind your own business.
Yeah, just leave them alone. But that's what you want in a healthy garden. You want to have a good insect population.
And I have to tell you, though, you buy one penstemon, you probably never have to buy another one in your life, because you're just going to keep growing penstemons all over the yard.
Right.
Same thing with desert marigolds. I have penstemons and desert marigolds. Yeah. I think I bought at a plant sale maybe 10, 15 years ago, and I've never had to buy another one.
Right. Yeah, the desert marigolds we kind of consider a weak perennial or short-lived perennial, but they do reseed themselves, mm-hmm. so they keep going. So you always got desert marigold. Chocolate flower is another one that just keeps itself going. That's great. And like you said, the penstemons, you know, do great. Galardias, you know, reseed themselves. So they're, you know, all of them are good flowers to use in a low water use garden.
And all you got to do is identify your little seedlings that come out.
Make sure they're not weeds.
And know what they are, and you can keep them.
All right.
Let them grow a little bit.
Yeah.
And we will have some of the different cacti and some of the succulents, agave, yuccas, you know, the bear grass, the nolinas, dazzlerians of different kinds. Man from Socorro, that's the cactus guru that comes every year. He'll be there with some of the 4-inch little cactus as well as some of the bigger stuff. So if you want to do a little cactus garden, you know, tabletop cactus garden, he has some cactus that can work, and also those same cactus can be planted out in the landscape. They're adapted for the area, and, you know, we're going to have some creosote this year, the plant that gives you that nice smell after a rain in the desert, and we'll have those, and those can be, you know, planted in your yard for your own little whiff of desert rain.
Yeah, whatever you do not prune a creosote. Outside of Eastwood High School, they have some creosotes that they've pruned up into these weird shapes. Really bizarre. Just leave them alone.
unfortunately, the Texas Highway Department has a crew that apparently likes to do artistic pruning work, and they've got a lot of our natives pruned into weird shapes and stuff. And
sotols into pineapples.
Yeah, pineapple sotols and chopped off ocotillos. Why they cut the ocotillos in half, I have no earthly idea why.
That should
it was
be a
done.
Crime because they look so horrible after that's done. Yeah. That's one of my favorites that I'm seeing here on your poster for Florafest is the ocotillo.
And we will have some seed-grown ocotillos. So what we try and sell at our plant sale, we try to, you know, follow the ethics of not buying harvested cacti from the local desert area, because people do tend to, you know, rape the desert of all the cacti and resell it for profit. Never know whether the plants live or not. They don't care. They've made their money. So we'd like to try and enact a little bit of ethics where you don't buy from those people and try and buy stuff that's either vegetatively grown, you know, from pieces of the cactus or from seed.
Right.
And those distributors will tell you what it is, but the Ocotillos are a great one. We do have a lecture on Friday, April 24th. This kind of helps to kick the plant sale off, and our featured lecturer is Gary Norrod, and Gary is a volunteer at Big Bend State Park, and he's also a avid photographer, writer, author, blogger, has a blog called Eye for Texas. Big Bend is, you know, one of the showcases of the Chihuahuan Desert in the United States. It's a beautiful park. If you haven't been there, they're having a spectacular wildflower year this year. The bluebonnets are just going crazy, and we do have a specific bluebonnet that grows down there in the Big Bend area, and it's just going crazy. So this is one of the best years in the last 20 years. So if you have a chance, shoot down there before it really gets hot and see some of the color down there. But it's a free lecture, starts at 6 p.m., and kind of a little preview of the plants, you know, they'll be out right outside the UGLC, so you can see some of the plants.
And, so go to the lecture, yeah, and you get to walk through.
And
Gary, you can't reserve your own, though,
right?
You can't
save this one for me. And Gary will talk on tough beauty. It's the remarkable plant life of the Big Bend. So he's going to talk about some of those plants that we'll have for sale in the plant sale, also letting you know some of the native Chihuahuan plants down in the Big Bend area. And again, that trip is... You know, you need to mark your calendars, go down there, either spring or fall. Great place to go.
Right.
Yeah, bluebonnets are exploding in my backyard, too. That's another plant where I bought one and I've never had to buy another one again.
That's a sign you must water. Sign that. Bluebonnets don't come up on their own.
Well, it must have been the winter rains and probably a little bit of assistance from my dog helping spread the seed around the yard.
That talk again
is going to happen Friday at 6 p.m. at the UTEP Undergraduate Learning Center. It's absolutely free to the public. And then, of course, the Native Plant Sale. John, give us the details.
Plant Sale is April 25th, 26th. That's Saturday, Sunday, 9 to 4 both days. It is, unfortunately, first come, first serve. So what you see there on Saturday may not necessarily be there on Sunday. You kind of do want to do your shopping on Saturday. There are plants available on Sunday also. Just only one year in the last few years have we sold everything in one day.
Wow.
And that was the year after the big freeze.
After the freeze.
So it did happen, but usually we have plants available on Sunday also. So,
and most importantly, John, proceeds from the plant sale?
Yeah, the proceeds from the plant sale go to helping maintain the Chihuahuan Desert Garden, which is right next to the area that you will be selling the plants, so you can see it. But UTEP does not put state monies into the upkeep of the gardens.
Well, we have the information for the FloraFest activities on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org, and you can also call the radio station here for more details. Well, John White, Garden Curator of the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens here on campus, thank you so much again for coming and talking to us.
Thank you.
Our engineer for today's show is Belinda Fernandez, and we want to thank you so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.